closed off from Pine Valley, didn't have a story since 2006 when I had sex with Babe Carey. Time starts to pass before you know you're recurring. That's a demotion, 'cause nothing happened for a very long time. Just seen me babysitting little Spike and little baby Ian. And if you blinked, well then you'd miss my scenes at Cambius. Was an accountant, oh boy, but I don't care what they say. I'm not a thief or a bum, it may have been a mistake. The unabortion was dumb, but I got plenty of money from my job as a doctor and a cosmetics executive. So stupid, so stupid. Poor Josh, that child prat only really screwed this one up. So stupid, so stupid. Poor Josh. AMC screwed this one up. AMC really screwed this one up, people. I get it if they had to get rid of Josh, but he was a really good character and a really good guy. And he had a really hot body. This week on All My Children, viewers, did you know that Josh was a lying, cheating, conniving, manipulative, ruthless SOB? Neither did we.
Kendall and Zach come together in a breathtaking reunion. A reunion so quick, if you took a breath, you missed it.
Angie calmly explains that Frankie just can't go back to war. He just can't! It will kill her! It will kill her!
And Annie inspires women everywhere.
Who says you can't scale a tall building in high heels in an effort to kill your husband's ex-wife or while having a miscarriage? All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
Ashley Mendoza and Jordan Hudson ain't leaving Pine Valley yet. But Ashley's getting close.
Jake and Amanda and Josh. The love sandwich to end all love sandwiches.
I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
Although I wish Myrtle would screw over Kendall with both of them. That would be some delicious lovemaking scene.
And then Jack opens you.
Oh god,
yeah,
I'm so sorry.
Oh god.
Gross!
Get me out of here!
Help! They don't know I'm around. They keep forgetting to feed me.
They keep calling me Ian. Help!
Anything's better than Julie Haran, my career about this. And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
Ian, I'm coming.
Disgusting.
Writers, you should be ashamed of yourselves.
Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm Peter.
Pedro, my guest host. I'm not even used to you saying Peter anymore. I'm so used to calling you Pedro.
But my name is Peter.
All right, fine, Pedro. Viewers, for those of you who don't know, first of all, this is the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending September 12th, 2008. And first of all, first things first, I'm happy to be back. I had a near meltdown last week, Pedro.
I heard it through the radiator.
What did you? I was crying, people.
I heard you banging your hands on the floor, crying.
People, for those of you that don't know, I take a lot of time every week to do this podcast. I watch the show every day. I take some notes, you know. Hudson and I speak a couple times a week. As you know, Jordan Hudson is our regular co-host on the show. It's a lot of work, you know, and then we tape it. We take an hour usually to tape it. And then I have to sort of check the tape a little bit. It's a lot of work. So as I'm saving the file, because I do it all on the computer, my computer decides to save like a minute, like less than a minute of like an hour and a half podcast, because it was like our first podcast back from like 2 weeks of vacation from Labor Day. I was crushed. You don't even know.
The computer decided to do the abbreviated podcast.
It really did. Sometimes I wish that the computer at the All My Children offices would have a little breakdown.
No such luck.
No such luck. But anyway, for those of you that don't know Pedro, Pedro is one of our beloved guest hosts that comes on from time to time. And here's the thing, people. If you don't know Pedro, Pedro is, for lack of a better word, really white.
Well, thank you.
And he lives in the Bronx.
That is true.
And he has a very white appearance about him. Like a crunchy granola. Would you say it's fair to say like a granola type?
I don't know if I would say a granola type. I would say I'm in touch with nature.
He's a little crunchy. A little bit.
If you call crunchy wearing sandals, then yes.
Listen, you wear sandals with socks. That's crunchy.
When it's cold out, you need to wear socks.
You in the Bronx. You can't be wearing them clothes in a Bronx. I'm trying to keep your ass safe. That's why I call you Pedro. It gives you a little street cred.
Listen, I believe that this is America and anyone can go anywhere.
I believe that too. I'm just trying to keep your ass safe. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Pedro.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's Peter.
Ugh. All right, people. We are back. We are so happy to be back for you. What do you want to talk about first? So much happened. Not a lot of it was good.
That is accurate.
People, you all are not going to listen to my podcast no more because I think, y'all, we have been, Pedro, I don't know if you've been keeping up with our blog, but we have literally like hundreds of posts every week and it's fantastic. And I think that the common opinion on the blog is that people actually are really liking the direction of the show. We have a new head writer in Mr. Chuck Pratt Hole. I like calling him Pratt Hole.
Why? What is his real name?
Chuck Pratt.
How did you add ho to it?
Hole. Pratt Hole. Get it?
No.
I can't believe you don't get it. Shadow loved Pratt Hole. He was laughing. He's one of our bloggers.
What is Pratt Hole?
It's like asshole, but Pratt Hole.
That's a long way to go
for a joke. Oh, come on. Everybody else loved it, Pedro.
I think I just explained to all the listeners that didn't say anything on the blog. They finally get it now.
You just not up with the All My Children lingo speak. We got nicknames for all the players.
See, I thought you meant like he, you know, he rambles on. He prattles along.
Oh, my God. What am I going to do, people? People, listen, I know a lot of y'all listen to this podcast.
That is a good word in Scrabble.
To get your dose of weekly flavor for the week. You're going to get a little less this week. All right? But we love you, Pedro. Mm-hmm. We love you. What I did not love this week, and okay. What a lot of viewers, like I said, are liking the direction of the show, people, I'm having problems still. And one of the biggest problems this week was Mr. Colin Egglesfield, his sudden departure from our beloved show.
I'm a big Josh fan.
You like Josh?
Mm-hmm.
You know who else likes Josh?
Who?
Taylor Crawford.
Oh, really?
Yes. He's coming back in a couple weeks, people.
Oh, that's good. It'll be nice to see him and his ascot.
What? He doesn't wear an ascot.
No, I guess
he
not.
Seems like the type that would, though, right?
Yeah, I think of him with a boa or an ascot.
I love that image. Listen, I can see him doing that. All right, so we're going to start with Josh, people. And before I go on, I will be fair. I believe it was Shadow. It was either Shadow or N69. I will give it to y'all. Chuck Pratt inherited some pretty ridiculous, and I will say ridiculous, because that gives him more oomph.
Yeah, it does.
Storylines. Mm-hmm. So he's trying to write his way out of a Pratt hole. You like that usage better?
I don't even think that. Does that work?
Pratt hole.
He's trying to write his way out of a Pratt hole?
I don't know. I'm trying. No.
I'm that trying. Is ridiculous.
All right, fine. So listen, he is trying to probably write his way out of some pretty bad precedents that were set up for him. Number one, the sucks tent. Number two, Josh, the unabortion of Josh. Yes, it was a mishap. It was a Megan McTravesty. I agree 1,000%.
I like that. Megan McTravesty. That's clever.
Yes. Lots of us use that particular term.
I like that.
It's apropos, if you will.
Yes.
I agree, people. But this, like I said last week, this was not the way to do it. And not to mention that Colin Egglesfield is one of the more tremendous male actors on daytime, if you ask me. I don't think there's any arguing that this guy can act. That Adam has been walking around Pine Valley for like five, six years. I don't even know. I think it's like six, 7 years, something crazy, ridiculous like that. and we still have to, and we have to lose Colin Egglesfield.
You know why he's been wandering around? Because this is what happened, is he's wandering around and everyone, he says stuff, but no one can understand him yet.
Oh.
So people are waiting until they've invested so much time that they're like, any day now.
Any day.
Any day we'll be able to understand what he's saying.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Maybe, too, like, he wanders around and he asks for directions that people don't know what he's saying.
That's what I mean.
So, like,
they've tried to fire him. And when he responds, too, they don't know what he's saying. So they're like, what?
Well, it probably doesn't help that the character's name is also the actor's name. So that probably confuses things even more.
That's what I'm saying.
That poor man.
Yes. It's rough.
It's rough.
Yes.
He's wandering.
He is.
So are we. We will get back on course.
Yes.
Back to.
Can we just talk about, you've gone around the Josh thing. I just need to say one thing.
What, Pedro?
Zach is going to kill Josh.
That's correct.
That is ridiculous.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because Josh, who has never committed a crime in his life, stole $20 million from Zach for no apparent reason.
Well, he had a gambling problem. He was going to pay it back.
Was that really the reason? Because I tuned out so much of it, Pedro. You don't even know. I was so angry watching the television.
It honestly, it felt like it was like something that came out of nowhere. And then
it felt like something that came out of nowhere was.
But how do you tell your, like, Zach's talking about killing somebody. Think about this. He's telling his wife, I'm going to kill your brother.
He never said kill, Pedro. He said disappear.
Are you kidding me?
No, I wish I was.
And then they're like making love. I mean,
but hold on a second.
Think about it.
Listen, we gotta.
If someone said, "I'm gonna kill your brother," I would try to kill them. But in Pine Valley, it's like.
But that's her husband.
It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
It is. There's not even words. You can't even make a joke about it. It's so dumb.
You can't joke about it.
It's like people are just like, you know.
And you know what else too?
And then Zach is like telling Kendall, she should be nice to Blandy, right?
Right. We call her Insani now. She's not so bland anymore.
But doesn't that seem, that just seems like he's going to kill Josh, but tell Kendall she should be nice to Insani.
Well, there are a lot of people, Pedro, that do not watch the program anymore. So you know what? We watch, so you don't have to. So we will tell the viewers what basically happened this week.
Yeah, back it up. Back it up.
We'll back it up a hair.
Because I just had to.
We'll back it up lots of facial hair. Get it? Facial hair.
No. No, I know. What do you mean?
I use the expression, back it up a hair. But then because you're on the program, I said, let's back it up a facial hair. Get it? Because you got a lot of facial hair.
Can I say one thing?
What?
If you have to explain a joke.
It's not so funny.
It's not a joke.
Oh, come on. I got to try.
You are swinging at the pitch.
I'm swinging at the pitch.
Yes.
I got one opportunity every week to say whatever I want. I'm going to give it a shot.
Give it a swing away.
All right. So listen. So like we said, Josh stole $20 million and Pedro, who was actually listening whilst I was sleeping.
You were in a coma.
I was catching up on my Z's because it was really a very good opportunity to do so while this ridiculousness was going on. What did I write? I wrote a word that I can't even repeat. It's like, yeah, I can't even repeat it. That's how angry I was. Zach tells Kendall he's going to make Josh disappear and that he cannot go to the police because Zach has enemies and that they would exploit the news and they would try to take Zach over. And at that point, my chancleta hit the television screen. It did. Carlos gets so mad at me, but I have soft chancletas. I have soft slippers. A chancleta is a slipper, and I threw it. I threw it at the HD television. I threw it. I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it.
I hear you. It is the most, it's like, it's a ridiculous justification.
And what
because he could tell, it's like, I had to kill your brother because he could, you know, he could tell someone something.
My reputation.
He could say something to someone about
something.
Your
brother could hurt my reputation.
About something.
About something.
Sometime, some when.
Family, Kendall. It's about family. Sally's a family. Family. He sure is teaching his family very good values, isn't he?
Yes.
What happened? What would happen if Ian and Spike grow up, right? And, like, Spike takes, like, Ian's comic book. Ian will kill him.
It could kill him.
Literally.
Yes. It would be okay.
It would be okay.
It would be justified.
It would be absolutely just.
Yes.
Because he stole.
He stole.
Spike stole.
I hate to say this, but you brought this up.
What?
When Zach said, he couldn't put his baby to sleep, and he tried everything, telling the baby stories, singing to the baby,
this
and you pointed
later,
out, what did you point out?
I said that Zach was, because he was talking about Spike. He said he couldn't get Spike to sleep the other night. He tried reading to him. He tried singing to him. He tried playing the ukulele to a deaf kid. The kid is deaf.
Maybe that's...
Why you gotta rub it in? That's just mean.
It is mean. I'm sorry, but when you said that, it struck a chord.
It struck a chord in you, didn't it?
Something... There is a fact checker. There is something wrong somewhere. It just doesn't, you know...
It's just rude.
It's rude. That's what it is. It's rude.
It's just rude.
It's rude.
Listen, though.
Yes.
We watched Friday's episode together, me and Pedro.
Yes, we did.
It was fun.
I know.
He doesn't seem very happy, though. It was not the best week for him on All My Children.
I was not. I mean, I
want to... Say your honest truth, Pedro. The viewers listen to us for the unexpurgated truth.
I'm going to tell you something.
What?
There was something scared me on this episode.
What? Was it? Edgy's weave?
That weave cannot be tamed.
It can't.
What
no,
is going on?
It was a little tamer last week.
That thing is dangerous.
Listen, it was a little tamer. She had it in a ponytail.
I have a question for you.
What?
Does she take that off her head when she leaves the set?
I don't know.
And it sits there?
She has a little styrofoam, you know, little mold for it.
Does she take it off, and then the people that clean the set, do they go into her dressing room, get it, and mop the floor with it?
I can't even allow that. That is terrible.
That thing is, it is, I mean, honestly.
That thing was working a sweat on Thursday's episode.
It is frightening.
Or was it Friday? It might have been Friday.
I think it was Friday.
Friday's episode.
It was Friday.
Listen.
Because it was unadulterated weevilicious.
Can I tell you something?
What?
That weave,
mm-hmm.
a better actor than Colby. I take the weave any day.
I will say, the weave, at least the weave has movement.
The weave has movement. The weave breaks a sweat.
The weave will sweat it up.
It will sweat it up.
Uh-huh.
It acted, I'm telling you, in those scenes between Angie, the weave, and Randy... The weave out-acted Randy.
That is a weave.
That's some weave.
We
have digressed.
We have.
Who are we talking about?
I don't even know.
Josh.
Oh, Josh.
We were talking about Josh.
Yeah, poor Josh.
I thought it was funny because Colin was actually trying to act those scenes. I love him so much. I respect him so much for trying to act the devastation that he felt. You know, being sort of like, quote-unquote, homeless kind of thing. Like, being nobody's kid and then being everybody's kid and just being like the freak of Pine Valley. It was funny though. I think it was this week. I'm so confused, viewers, because we started this dumbass storyline last week and we moved into this week. So I think it was Monday where Kendall says that I forgot what she said she was gonna do. She was gonna like go and then she ends up macing the goons that are holding Josh and Josh, and she's like, "Run, Josh, run!"
And she maced
pepper spray.
There's two goons, and Josh. They're holding Josh.
Yes.
Somehow she manages to not pepper spray Josh, but pepper sprays the people holding Josh.
Can I also add something?
Mm.
82 pounds of goodness outdoes 1,002 pounds of goon.
Apparently.
Really, really.
Can we talk about the making love on the desk?
Not yet. We gotta save it.
It was disgusting.
We gotta savor that.
That was... It literally made my skin...
You wanna rush through this podcast as much as Zach and Kendall wanna rush through lovemaking, don't
listen,
you, Pedro?
It's not about rushing through the podcast. It seems like a natural point because only moments earlier, before they made love, Zach was trying to kill... her brother.
And telling her to shut up. He told her at one point to shut up. Because I shut up. I was like, oh no, he did it. And she didn't even respond. I would have slapped him upside the head if Carlos ever told me to shut up. Oh my God, I would have killed him.
He clearly did not see how good she was with the pepper spray.
Clearly he didn't. This was like, that's the other problem I had with it. Not only was it a Josh we completely didn't know, it was a Zach we completely didn't know.
No, the whole thing just seemed to...
Preposterous. That's a word you like.
That is a word
that's
I like.
That's an SAT long word that I have to look up on the large print edition of the Reader's Digest.
I don't believe that one moment. Because you just used it effectively.
Because of the large print edition of the Reader's Digest. I learned so many words that way.
Yes.
So, but at least Kendall reacted for real. So, well, sort of, right? She said, she told Zach that if Zach hurt a hair on his head, that she would never forgive him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She points out, and I was very glad for this, that Hannah tried to kill her, and Zach tried to save Hannah.
Which one's Hannah?
Hannah was the MILF.
Oh, the crazy one.
Yeah, she was hot, though.
But in Zach's world, that would have been just fine.
Just fine.
Yes.
Hannah tried to kill Kendall.
Can I say?
Yes.
I miss Stuart.
Oh. We haven't seen Stuart since Angie and Jesse's wedding.
I miss me some plaid.
And some turned up collars.
The plaid.
Yeah.
It is the...
The collar tuck, the untucked collar.
Yes, the button, one button off, one button on. It is the uniform, for the mentally ill, for the mentally handicapped. What? I'm saying according to all
according
my children.
According to the dumbass people.
That's
that,
what I'm
yeah,
saying. It's offensive.
True. It is offensive.
Right.
Almost as offensive as this storyline.
Okay. What are we... Are we
I
still
know.
Talking
Why
about
am I still
Josh?
Talking about it? I mean, the one thing I can tell you is that Kendall tries to justify Zach's dumb behavior by saying that the reason why Zach is so hateful on Josh is because Josh broke his heart, because Josh betrayed him. And Kendall knows that when Zach's heart is broken, that's when he gets evil. And we're supposed to believe it.
And he then, decides to kill somebody.
And he decides to kill.
That's right.
So then Erica... Well, actually, Erica has been with Sam Woods. And something weird happened there, too, right? Like, he asked her to run with him or something like that, and she said no. And, you know, there are people that really hated her with bobblehead Sam. He had, like, kind of a bobblehead.
Who's bobblehead Sam?
Sam Woods. Oh, I don't think you watched during that period.
No.
He was on the show on Monday, though. You saw Monday's episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was bobblehead Sam. Sam Woods.
That's good.
Viewers, why am I forgetting his name all of a sudden?
It's bobblehead Sam.
No, the actor. He was in all the...
Mario Van Peebles.
Yeah, Mario Van Peebles.
Mm-hmm.
You know him.
Of course.
Bobblehead Sam.
Bobblehead Sam. I just didn't realize he'd, you know, he donned a nickname.
I believe it was Arizona Gal. I hope I'm getting this right, lady, but... Because it could have been somebody else. But I believe the Arizona Gal said that she liked... Maybe it was Laura or Becky. Ladies, don't get mad at me. I sometimes forget. You all are such wonderful and astute bloggers, and you all have so many great things to say. They said, one of the ladies mentioned that they actually really did like Bobblehead Sam with Erica because they remember in the jail cell when they had their moment in the jail cell. I love that moment.
I have to say, I like Bobblehead Sam.
I think he's a good actor.
I think Sam and Erica, I think at least there's something, it's better than a lot of things.
It sure is.
I'll take it over Blandy any day.
I'll take it over Jerkson. No, people like Annie now. I like Annie now. She's not Blandy no more, Pedro. She's Insani.
I know, but it's one note. It's like it goes from one to the other.
I hear you. Adzo. I feel your pain.
First of all, how dare you insult Jackson by calling him Jerkson?
Why?
Because he is perhaps one of the greatest forehead actors of our time.
He's not a forehead actor.
Yes, he is.
He's a whole head actor.
He's a whole
head, shoulders, and neck actor.
He is.
He's the finest actor on the show. Whoa.
He should be bobblehead.
I hurt my head.
Yeah, you're going to need a neck brace.
How does he do that all episode? That hurts me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, listen.
That's why I'm saying. That's why he's so great.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You tried to do it for a second, and you hurt your neck. He does it every day in every line
for like 42 years.
42 years. He's never hurt himself once.
You're right. I've never seen a neck brace on him.
He's a master.
He's a master Neckian.
Yeah, master Neckian.
Or Hedian. Or
he
something.
Is, I'm telling you, those eyebrows, too. I mean.
Can I finish talking about Josh?
Yeah. We're still talking about Josh?
We're still talking about Josh. All right. It's the main story for me.
All right.
Listen. He goes to Erica. Lies to her. Asks her for money. She don't give it to him. He breaks into her safe. Steals her money. And Kendall catches him. And then he acts his little heart out more. That Colin Egglesfield. He's amazing. And then he cries. And he weeps. And he says, I was alone. And I was a freak of Pine Valley. And blah, blah, blah. I was a freak of Pine Valley. I can't do it. I need Taylor Crawford to do it.
I guess so.
I'm going to have to ask him to reprise his Josh. Even though Josh ain't on the show anymore, when he comes on the show, when Taylor comes on the show, I'm going to ask him to reprise Josh. He's perfect at it.
He is.
Perfect.
I'm going to miss Josh.
After Josh stole from Erica, that's when I wrote on my page, F*** this!
That's very articulate of you.
That's all I could say. It sucks.
It's ridiculous. Well, he could know something about something that with a thing that could be something thing. That's why he should be he needed to die.
Kendall brought Ryan over to help, and they rescue Josh, and they bring him to Turkmenistan or somewhere in Europe.
Is Turkmenistan in Europe?
I thought there was a place where David Hayward got shipped. He shipped Adam, or Adam shipped him.
Was that before or after the Libida Zone?
That was after Libida Zone. I think Adam shipped David Hayward to Turkmenistan. Or the opposite. No, Adam got shipped to Turkmenistan. Something like that. Those were the good old days.
I would take a Libida Zone storyline in a heartbeat.
We almost had it. Didn't work, though.
Thank goodness.
Actually, it might work, though. They're going to put it in the bottles of fusion. Last week, PD created a formulation for Adam to infect the new scent, Bella.
That Petey, he is like a slapstick comedy genius.
You think?
Absolutely. Do you see him when they open the door and he's on the other side of the door and he's like, "Whoa, golly!" And he like jumps behind a, you know, it's. I feel like I'm watching the Marx Brothers.
You're the Marx brother.
Yeah, he looks like Groucho but acts like Harpo.
I think genius. Is a generous term, but I like Petey.
He's got good style.
He's fun. No, he's got terrible style.
I think he's very fashionable.
Oh, yeah, you would. That's right, Pedro.
That sweater vest, I thought, was very, very sharp.
I didn't think you would like his footwear, though. He was wearing sensible shoes.
Well, put him in a pair of sandals, and he'd be perfect.
Birkenstocks?
Birkenstocks are the best.
They're very comfortable on the foot.
They're extremely comfortable.
I should get me a pair of those. I got bunions.
Well, Birkenstocks would do the trick.
Really?
Yes.
Because they don't cram on your bunion.
That's right.
I should get a pair. They're expensive, though.
They're worth it.
You people spend a lot of money on ugly shoes.
Listen.
It's really true.
I think there's a large group of people that would argue that Birkenstocks are not ugly. And then also, if you think about if you wear your sandals every day for 1 year... And you've only spent $80 on your sandals. That is like you're paying.
I thought they were like $100.
You're paying. All right, so say it's $100. You're paying merely 33 cents a day for comfortable footwear.
I need more than one pair of footwear. Thank you very much. I can't be going to a wedding in no sandals.
I
have a rule of thumb when it comes to fashion.
What is that?
If Amanda, played by the beautiful Chrishell Stouse, will wear it, so will I.
That she looked great in that white
and
dress.
If she won't wear it, I ain't touching it. She would not be caught dead in a pair of Birkenstocks on her beautiful, tiny little feet.
I'll tell you.
I'm in love with Amanda. I love me some Carlos, but I love Amanda.
Amanda is fantastic.
What did you think of Amanda?
I thought it was great. She is also the sole possession owner of the thinnest eyebrows in Pine Valley.
Thank you. You noticed too?
Those things.
Problem, right?
Fragile. What happened?
I don't know, because I saw her in the in-between, like, you know, in between the half-hour mark where they do those, you know, what do you call them? All my children will be right back, kind of thing.
Okay.
Whatever it's called. She was in that, and the eyebrows were a lot better. And I'm going to tell you right now, the most beautiful dress I ever did see people ever, ever, ever on All My Children was the dress she wore on Friday's episode. Perfection! It was a beautiful white, like, drapey, silky number that was sleeveless. You know what's perfect about it, Pedro?
What?
It wasn't slutty. Mm-hmm. It was like sexy because it had like it was like low on the tetas, but it didn't like expose the tetas, and it wasn't skin tight. It was flowy, but it was short, and it showed her back, her beautiful, perfect back. She's perfect.
She is. I agree.
My God, I hate it. She's so perfect.
You know what would make her better?
What?
Birkenstocks.
Oh my God. You know, I thought what you were gonna say is a sandwich, but she don't need a sandwich.
No, she don't need it.
She's perfect.
Kendall needs a sandwich.
Kendall needs 22 sandwiches.
Greenlee needs
all sandwiches. Made of thick red steak.
Yes.
She needs meat on them bones. And
she needs double the bread.
Yeah, she needs double bread, double cheese, double meat.
Double anything.
20 of those.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Should we keep talking about Josh?
I don't want to keep talking about Josh.
Thank
but I'm
goodness.
Sort of head into the Zach and Kendall storyline.
Can we finally talk about them making love on that
yes,
desk?
Yes, that's exactly where we are.
Oh my goodness. Was that awkward?
But hold on.
What?
Let's describe it to the viewers.
I don't even know if I...
Kendall goes in. She realizes that they are miles apart because he's pissed off that she let Josh go. She's pissed off that he wanted to kill her brother. So what does she decide to do?
Surprising. I mean, I don't know why she would be upset at that.
I know, crazy, right? Mm-hmm. She goes to his office, storms in. Mm-hmm. I believe she closes the door, which was tasteful. Mm-hmm. And clears the desk.
That was the only thing that was tasteful.
Yeah, oh yeah. She rips her stuff off the desk and she says, "Make love to me," or something like that. Mm. I don't know what she said, but she started to make love to him. Oof. It lasted for about a second. We saw them sort of taking each other's clothes off, but not really. And then the next day, we come back to them putting clothes on. And the next day, people, you want to describe this, Pedro, this vision?
I can't. It's honestly so unnerving to me.
Pedro.
I just was a little bit in my
mouth.
He
looks green.
It was so unsexy.
It was really unsexy. I'll tell you why. Because he can't describe it. He'll get sick on the desk. I don't want that to happen. On Thursday's episode, when Kendall's done making love to Zach, she's against his desk people. She's wearing a short black dress, and her stick legs, like her little stick legs, are spread suggestively as she's leaning against the desk. It's like Zach kind of comes off of her, and she's just standing there with her legs a little bit spread suggestively.
Ugh.
It was so nasty.
It was disgusting.
I don't want to tell you, people. I'm a lady with class. I don't want to tell you what I saw on my high-definition television. I don't want to tell you the mess that was on the high-definition television. It's really rated X.
It's rated D for disgusting.
Yeah, for disgusting.
Okay.
I don't know. Some people on the blog thought it was sort of sexy, but I thought it was disgusting.
It just, I don't know. Wasn't for me.
And the other thing that people so astutely noted, it wasn't even like you really believed they were putting their clothes on. Because their clothes were so like... buttons up as they were buttoning up their clothes.
But I'm sorry.
No hairs out of place.
Moments.
No smeared lipstick. Nothing.
Moments
no
ago,
sweat.
Zach was attempting murder of her brother.
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to check.
No, yeah, you're right. No. You're right. You're right about that.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Her outfit was horrible. She had that green top on. It was, the whole thing was terrible.
It was horrible.
The only thing worse to me than that stuff was when Erica... And this will wrap up the Josh right quick. When Erica goes to see Jerkson, mm-hmm. because she's freaking out that Josh is gone. He's gone to Europe. He did something really bad, really bad. Jack, I need your help.
I love Jack's date.
Carmen.
That is ridiculous.
She's amazing.
How is Carmen with Jackson?
Jerkson. I have no clue. Nobody does. Zero chemistry.
That is
zero
ridiculous.
Zero sensibility. Doesn't make no sense. Dumb, stupid, ridiculous.
I mean, it is like, it's like watching your grandfather. I mean, it is, oh.
How old do you think Jerkson is? 87?
He might be in his 80s.
82 maybe?
Perhaps.
She's beautiful. And she's amazing. It just is so weird. And then Erica gets jealous and she tries to make him stay behind.
The
and
only
he says
thing
no.
that would be grosser is if it was Palmer.
Chompers. Actually, I would love it if it was with Chompers.
Actually, I would too.
I miss me some Chompers. Do we want to talk about Greenlee and Adam and their...
I do.
Oh,
I do. There's so many things. Listen, Greenlee and Adam, I don't want to talk about Greenlee and Adam.
They tried. Adam was sleeping on the couch because they were fighting about the fact that Ryan loves Greenlee. And listen, I will give props to Rebecca Budig. When she's acting with Adam, she acts her little heart out. She does great, honestly. I love her for it. And he is a better actor when he's around her. It's kind of like tennis. You know, like if you were going to play Serena Williams, you know, your tennis might be a little bit better. But if you were going to play, like,
I don't know Petey, if that, I don't know if that. I mean,
you always play better tennis when you play with a good tennis player.
I understand your analogy. You know what I'm saying? But I think if you're playing Serena Williams,
you might get your ass kicked.
You're just going to get your ass kicked.
Well, fine, but you're going to play better because she knows how to hit a ball.
You're never going to touch the ball.
You've got a point. Maybe I should use Martina Navratilova.
Yes. Even still.
Only because she's older now.
She's older.
Yeah, maybe she's still a great player.
Playing left-handed.
I can't say her because she's probably still great.
Yeah.
Well, somebody who's a really good tennis player.
Yes. Maybe Billie Jean King.
No, she great too.
She's great, but she's pretty old now.
She's not that old.
She's not?
No. Who's the other blondie tennis player? The lady. Cheryl? Not Cheryl Teagues. I was thinking Cheryl Teagues.
Honestly, Cheryl Teagues is probably
a good example.
Because she's, like, you know, she's probably pretty rich, and she's probably spent fit, time playing tennis.
And she probably has tennis courts.
Yeah.
Cheryl Teagues.
Cheryl Teagues.
I'll take it. Cheryl Teagues.
I think so. I would agree with that.
All right, so she tells Adam that, yes, of course she loves Ryan, that, you know, he helped her rediscover herself and that she's still very confused, but she commits to figuring her stuff out with Ryan, and then they make love. And that's when I got that little bit of bile to my throat. I always get a little nauseous when I see them making love.
Yeah.
It just happens.
Yeah.
It's like a knee jerk.
Yeah.
It's like Pavlov's dog, really is what it is.
It is. It is. It comes on. You're like, ooh.
It's like, you know what? It's starting to happen when they enter even a scene together. It's that automatic.
Yeah, that is not good.
It's not good.
When do we talk about Insani? Yes. I love Insani.
She started the week strong, people. She tried to make up with him, and he rejected her, and he said he didn't want her anymore. She slapped him on his bruise that Adam gave him.
Yeah, that, I mean, let's be honest. That would have hurt a lot.
What did you think about her pink dress?
I don't have a recollection of it.
She wore that see-through pink dress, and I remember.
I like a see-through pink dress.
You told me it flattened her titties.
Well, yeah, I don't remember it per se.
It was the one that was like mesh over the top. It was like hot pink.
And oh,
it was like,
yeah,
that was weird. It flattened her titties.
Yeah, it did.
That's literally what you said to me.
She looked like a, you know, like a schoolyard boy.
No, she didn't. It was a terrible dress. She's an attractive girl. It was a terrible dress. I thought she had the worst dress of anybody. She had, like, an insane killer dress on.
What do you mean an insane? You're like, saying, like, an insane killer dress, like a great dress? Or an insane killer dress, like a dress an insane killer would wear?
Exactly.
Oh.
Because it just didn't make no sense, that dress. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know what you're saying.
All right. Fine.
That's funny.
She called him pathetic and disgusting. I love that. I like her with spunk. I just feel like...
Who is spunk?
I'm talking about the quality in a person.
Oh, spunk.
Spunk.
Okay, I didn't know if you'd given someone a name.
I guess that's not one of your big SAT words. I guess you would call it joie de vivre or something like that.
Yes. I didn't know if spunk was a nickname for Spike.
No.
Okay.
It's a nickname for Insani.
Okay.
She's spunky.
Okay.
I like it.
No, it's good.
It just thinks that it came out of nowhere. Like, they're starting to describe Annie now as, like, manipulative and dark and stuff underneath the exterior and blah, blah, blah. But that stinks because that's never what she was. So that's just weird for me, people. It's always going to be weird for me.
But they did the same thing with her brother. They took him from being an interesting character into, like, one note of, like, just being crazy. Nelson. And now, honestly, when he shows up in her dreams
you
or whatever,
roll your eyes.
You're over it. Because that was what was so great about that actor is that he had like layers and
Billy
texture.
Miller. He's so great. Talented.
They've messed that up.
He has a lot of fun, though, when he plays Dead Richie. He just doesn't look very dead to me. That's the problem.
Well, but he's not dead. He's like in a figment of an imagination.
But he should look dead. He should look like... Did you ever see... you didn't see... You don't like... You're like Adam. You don't like scary movies.
No, why... I hate a scary movie.
You're so no fun, Pedro.
Why?
I've asked him to watch... I asked him to watch... What was that spoof movie?
Scary Movie.
No, well, that one you wouldn't watch with me, but the... Oh, it was the one with Neve Campbell with the mask thing.
That sounds scary.
I Know What You Did Last Summer or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch that.
And another one.
I don't know.
He wouldn't watch it, people. He's terrified. He knows it's fake. He wouldn't watch it.
I don't like him. Why am I going to pay someone money to scare me?
My point is that Billy Miller should be looking like that movie American Werewolf in London, where that guy was the walking dead, and every time you saw him, he looked more and more dead, and by the end of the movie, he looked like a skeleton.
Oh, that's a good idea. If he looked more dead each time,
and by the end, he looked like Choppers, perfect.
I agree.
Would that be good?
That would be good.
I'd be interested in that.
I like that.
And that would give them makeup people something to do besides to dab on a bruise.
Yeah, they dab on a bruise.
They just dab on bruises.
They are. Is there a bruise specialist, you know, that's just standing by?
That's a good question.
You know what I mean? Like on staff permanently?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Mm.
Well, it was kind of funny because she ends up going to go swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And she ends up being naked. Skinny dipping in the back. And Petey has been hanging around because he's obsessed with Colby, who we haven't seen pretty much all week. Thank the Lord.
I love me some Petey.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Colby. I was going to smack you.
No, there was a little Colby before that.
Listen, it was blissfully not very much.
Petey goes, talks to Colby.
Yes, for like a minute. And
then he goes...
He almost scores kind of with her, right?
Yeah. No, he doesn't almost
score.
Well,
not
score,
but you know what I mean. Like, she sort of warms up to him. Yeah, he makes progress. So then...
Which is also a creepy storyline that later in the week, he's asking Adam if he can just spend time... What father is like, oh yeah, you're creepy and you're weird? Yeah, you can hang out with my daughter.
Because he's trying to get something from Petey, that's why.
That's ridiculous. You don't do that to your own daughter.
I agree. What do you think would happen if the show was actually realistic? Like even a hair. I think it'd be the best soap on TV.
Maybe.
These people are missing the point. I'm telling you right now. So what was that thing with Insani bruising herself? She fell on Petey.
Oh, I love that. She did the trust fall thing.
Yes.
That was hilarious.
But it's weird. Why does she wanted the bruises?
Yeah, but who gets bruised with that? That's ridiculous.
Well, she punched us. She ended up punching herself. She like looked at the red marks and then punched herself.
No, but then they had her ghost Richie come out and be like, "You always bruised easy and use that to your advantage."
Oh yeah,
That's ridiculous. If she bruised that easy, honestly, she would be a black person. She would be completely...
She would be a purple person.
She'd be purple.
Purple and green.
Purple and green.
Absolutely. Well, at this...
This is the thing. I feel like I've been tough on everything, right? And I gotta say, Ricky Paul Goldman. What's his name?
Ricky Paul Golden.
Golden?
Golden. G-O-L-D-I-N. Golden.
All right. Ricky. That dude...
I think.
He's like... He's great. Like,
he's
you put him with Greenlee,
man.
And you get a good scene, you know? It's just, it's a shame.
Well.
And that's like Erica and Bobblehead Sam.
Yes.
Those two at least can act and are slightly interesting to watch together.
I totally agree with that. I agree with that. And I get really angry because Insani realizes that what she has to do is kill Greenlee. And I get so pissed off because I'm like... Oh, great. This is exactly what women that watch daytime want. They want crazy women killing each other over men. That's what we want. Give the audience what they want. So BS. It makes me crazy. Makes me a little crazy.
It just seems like all of a sudden in Pine Valley, everyone's trying to kill each other.
Yeah, it's dumb.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
When was the last time you were somewhere and someone said, you know what? I got to go kill that person. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
I know, it's crazy. Well, she wakes up the next day in a robe. She shovels her feet in those chancletas. That made me annoyed. It reminds me of lazy women at the grocery store when they shuffle their feet.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Richie sees her and they like strategize on how to best kill Greenlee. He was really fun. He had a lot of fun with those things. You know, she did that trust fall. Mm-hmm. She's pregnant.
Yes.
And she has a delicate pregnancy. She knows this. Anyway, And Sammy has a dream about killing Green, and she smiles. So she goes to work, and easily, like, it takes a minute for her to get from Babe that the gun.
Honestly, the transportation system in Pine Valley.
Very fast.
It's rapid
transit.
Because you can get from the mansion, you know, what's his name's mansion?
To Greenlee's tall urban building in the city, in the city in district.
Moments.
In moments. Literally moments. Yeah, no, seriously. So it takes about 2 minutes at work for Insani to get the news from Babe that the gun is hidden in some safe and that the key is in some drawer. Stupid. Insani tells all the girls that Ryan beats her. I mean, just the whole thing. Oh, and there was a moment. This I got to talk about. There was a moment where Richie kind of eggs her on to kill Greenlee with a scissor right in front of everybody. And she was... Melissa Claire Egan was so scary at this moment, I thought, truthfully. She was, like, waving the scissors at Greenlee casually. And Greenlee wasn't even noticing, but they were so close to her. And she was doing it in such a way that I really thought she was going to go for it. I was really impressed. I thought it was nerve-wracking.
That is a good moment.
It was a good moment. Greenlee, then we get out of Greenlee that she's going to spend the night at home without Adam because he has to travel on business, so she's going to watch a scary movie. So Insani sneaks out. She finds the gun. She sneaks out of the Chandler mansion. She leaves her daughter Emma alone to go kill Greenlee. She's wearing high heels, people. All you correctly noted that she's wearing high heels. She scales Greenlee's fire escape. Greenlee's window could not be more open and more blocked by that damn fireplace. So Insani sneaks in. Somehow Greenlee is watching this loud, scary movie. Doesn't hear a thing. Doesn't even hear the gun when she clicks the gun to kill her. And of course, Insani can't do it. And then all of a sudden, she starts having a miscarriage.
Mm-hmm. I said, this is my observation, and I don't know if it's accurate. And I don't know that we'll ever know what brought on the miscarriage. I think it's that Annie saw some of the artwork in Greenlee's house. I think that
you think that has set her so much.
There's like some weird mural in the back that I think, you know, there's like some statue of like babies. You know, I think it's some of those things could have. I can't guarantee this, and I don't have any scientific data to back it up, but it's a hunch, I'm putting myself out there, but I do feel that artwork probably more than likely brought on the miscarriage.
Well, let me tell you that when Melissa Claire Egan crawled out, she knocked over a plant, and Greenlee still didn't. Well, Greenlee heard that, and then she called Jake, right?
Yes.
And this is your favorite character, Ricky Paul Golden's Jake.
Yes, who teleported himself.
Teleported from the hospital.
Quickly over. And I think, you know, at the same time, Blandy was teleporting across town. Listen.
At the same time, Ryan teleported to Adam Chandler's house to demand to see Insani.
Yes.
So this is what happens, people. Ryan breaks through Adam Chandler and Petey.
Mm-hmm.
He fakes Petey out. Actually, no, he fakes Adam and Babe and JR, who are all calling him a wife beater, basically.
Yes.
And he ties he locks the door with some belt, right?
Yes.
And then Petey tries. This is one of the slapstick moments where Petey tries to block him.
Yeah,
slapstick Petey.
Yeah,
I think that's astute. That's very astute.
It is. He's the wacky guy.
Yeah, but it was funny because he like did that thing like I'm gonna stop you, and Ryan was like Ryan looked at him, and the guy whimpered away. It was so funny.
It is. He is so over the top.
I like him though.
Right. I didn't say I didn't like him.
He's at least interesting.
He's. He's, you know, he's doing something.
I love me some Dr. Jake. Greenlee was so stupid. She's like, how do I know it's you? It's like, Greenlee, smile, you're a pain in the ass. Open the door.
I do. They're fun.
He's great, right?
They're good together.
He's great. Well, then Ryan calls Jake because when he goes to finally break in and sees Annie, and somehow Insani has made it back to be with Emma.
Just in time.
And she starts having the miscarriage, and Ryan carries her out.
They go to the hospital.
Everyone's
at the hospital.
She cries a lot. She's in pain. Everybody, the whole sucks Ted is there. Everybody, except for Adam. He hasn't gotten there yet. Everybody's there. Ryan goes to see Insani, and she doesn't deny what she did. Like, she feels now really bad about all this. And then it gets weird because then Kendall goes in and tears Insani a new a-hole, even because she doesn't believe that Insani is really at risk of miscarriage.
She also threatened her with the remote control to the Craftmatic automatic adjustable bed.
I think that in all fairness to his
she was wielding
Kenzo,
that thing pretty heavy. That thing, she was really, you know.
In all fairness to Kenzo, I think there was a nurse's alarm on that particular control.
Well, but listen, she could have put the legs up high, mm-hmm. and that could have been bad to Annie, you know.
Well.
She was wielding it.
I'm exhausted from this storyline. She yeah. has a miscarriage. She loses the baby.
She loses the baby.
She was great.
She was great.
Great.
She absolutely, acted I believe
her heart
that.
Out. Absolutely. Without yep. a doubt.
She was great.
Without a doubt, Melissa Claire Egan, the actress, turned it out. It's too bad. I hate her character.
Well.
I'm not, I could love it if she was brought on like this. I'm still stuck. I'm stuck in the old Blandy.
Well, but she needs to be like, you know. It runs into being one note.
That's the problem. You're right. And I think on Monday's episode, we got clues that she's going to get real with him. That she's going to get like, I'm sorry. She said she didn't even blame Kenzel. So that's how you know she's going to get real.
I know. Which
she
almost,
couldn't, the old, because New and Sandy would have blamed Kenzel.
You know, that was interesting because it let Kendall off the hook in a way.
Yeah.
The same way Kendall let Zach off the hook for attempted murder.
he didn't like he was in case you didn't know, Pedro really hates the Zach murdering Josh storyline.
It is just it's ridiculous.
He hates it.
Just think about that logically. I gotta stop. I gotta move on.
Frankie and Angie.
Frankie and Angie.
Very good. Excellent.
Yep. The Weave, in my book, gets the Emmy.
Well, listen.
But still, they did great.
But listen.
But they do. I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
Well, okay. This is what Shadow pointed out on his very astute blog entry this week, is that this is Pratt Holes, if you will, original storyline.
I think you got to come up with a better name.
Fine. He handled all the other storylines. He got handed a big turd with a lot of the other storylines. So he's trying to write his way out of that.
Okay.
He and his staff. But this one's his baby.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you something.
What?
It's good.
It's a good storyline.
It is really good.
I agree.
It is not, I like the fact that it's not preachy because all my children can get a little preachy
mm-hmm.
with issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a little holier than now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that they're not being preachy about this. They're showing both sides. They're showing both the soldier side, the military side, as well as the people who...
No, listen, it's a
it's
great...
It's really good.
It's one of those issues... It's one of those issues where both sides of the argument...
Are realistic and true
and legitimate. And you sit there and you hear Angie's side and you think, of course, the mother doesn't want her son to go.
She doesn't want him to go.
And then you hear Frankie's side and you think, well, he has an obligation. And he, you know, and if he doesn't go, someone else has to take his shoes.
I took a note. Yeah, you're right. I took a note that this story may save AMC.
But the problem is...
Or postpone the death.
But they yell their whole... Every
know,
scene,
people,
it's
I
like,
know.
Just stop yelling.
I know.
Like, it's like, it starts
it
at
starts
10.
Like this. Frankie! I found online there's things you can do, Frankie, to not go to war. You can shoot your leg.
I'm not gonna shoot my leg.
But you can't go.
I'm gonna go.
You can't. It will kill me, Franklin. It will kill me.
There are people that need me to go.
Franklin. That's kind of how it goes.
And I mean, it's like that for 10 minutes.
You
literally, it's exhausting.
It's exhausting, but here's the bottom line.
And then the Weave pipes in.
But here's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a little fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's still good.
It's a great story.
And they're still good actors. And Angie can turn it out with the tears, man, and turn it out with the genuine feeling.
Absolutely.
A little too much too soon. You got to build it up, people. Build it up.
Build it up. Just get tiring.
But that's a small complaint for me.
I agree. I'll take
because they are still realistic. They are still good actors. I still love the storyline.
I'll take it.
All right, real quick, what happens? Because we're going along here. Frankie tells Angie that he made the decision to go back, and she freaks. So she goes to see. Actually, she blamed Jesse at one point. She was like, "You did this to him. You went back to the force, and now he's going back to the war. You did this."
And what did he say?
Angela. Angela, baby. I didn't do nothing, Angela. It's our son. He's got to go. That's what he said.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
That's what he said. He told Tad.
How could I tell my son he don't got to go back? And I got men dying for me.
That's what he said.
It's true.
On the force. That's right. He got people on the force.
He does. That's a valid point.
So then basically, real quickly, what happens is as they have that, you know, Angie and Franklin again talk about it. Because Franklin goes to see Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And she is so happy for him that he gets to go back. Because she wants to go back.
Mm-hmm.
I love Taylor's character. I love Beth Ehlers as Taylor. I do. I'm sold. I'm sold on it, people. I know a lot of you all aren't. I'm sold on it. I think she knows her character. I think she knows what happened to her. I think she's every ounce of her is living and breathing what happened to her and her love.
This is the thing. I can feel that is going to knock it out of the box. Yeah. It's building. It's like a slow boil.
Yep.
You know?
I'm so glad that they did that they made her have a love there, because I could not ever accept that she would just come to Pine Valley and fall in love with Jake and then be together. That would stink for me.
Honestly, Jake and Greenlee have such better chemistry.
Oh, my. Everybody's saying it, Pedro. Everybody. It's so true. They have fantastic, phenomenal chemistry. And I know, if anything, I bet you any amount of money that Rebecca Budig would die to have a love story with him.
But
she's
doesn't.
Such a good actor.
She has AIDS.
And Taylor needs to have a love story with Frankie, because they have beautiful chemistry. They, when they said goodbye, after they were talking about the war, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So then he makes a decision that he's got to go back, because he heard Taylor, what she had to say, that it was his obligation and duty. Angie freaks. She goes to Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Randy was a biatch to her.
But can I say something?
What?
I felt like that. I agreed with her. That's a good choice. Because...
Yeah, but
Angela,
I hate Randy.
But I know,
dead
but,
behind the eyes, Randy.
But Angela was so wrong to her. It kind of made you feel like, you know, Randy's giving a little comeuppance.
Fine. I thought it was one note Nelly, but...
It was a little one note Nelly, but needless to say...
Thank you.
Needless to say, I liked it.
So we don't know what's going to happen with them, but we do see Taylor and our precious Amanda bond on Friday's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda asks Taylor if she likes Jake.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor kind of, I have to agree with Jordan Hudson. Last week, Jordan Hudson and I had a little bit of disagreement on this, but I have to maybe disagree a little bit. There's a little intrigue on Beth Ehlers' part. But I still disagree with Jordan a little bit. I don't think that she's stalking them. I don't think that she's like in love. I think she's in love with her fiance. I think she proved that today. She, you know, Amanda was making a romantic dinner on the boat for Jake, and she had candles and music and stuff. So then Taylor goes after they talk. She has to run out. Amanda has to run out for like crab cakes or something like that. And Taylor puts an iPod in and she plays a song. I think it's like Hold Me Tonight or something. And oh, Hold On Tonight. And I thought it was a beautiful song. I was crying, mm-hmm. Pedro. I thought it was beautiful. And she closes her eyes and she dances with him and you see her ring. I'm going to cry right now.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was beautiful. I really enjoyed it.
It was nice.
And then at the very end of the week, Jake walks in and she's lost in this world. And you could see that she's in another world. And then she looks at him and she has tears, light tears in her eyes. I love it. Sorry, I'm sold.
Ashley Mendoza, sold.
Sold. I'm not talking about Adam. I will talk for 1 minute about Tad. Tad talks to Jake about Amanda, and he asks her, has he played hide the bayonet with Amanda?
Uncalled for.
Disgusting. First of all, if I could just tell the viewers,
mm-hmm.
a bayonet is not only a gun, but it's a gun with a very long knife attached to it.
Technically, it's just the knife on the end of a gun.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was the whole gun.
Mm-mm.
So if it's just the knife on the end of the gun, you've been reading your historical fiction, haven't you?
I've done my part on the History Channel.
I knew it. That's good. I like that. It's a little disgusting to think about playing hide the bayonet. It's a little revolting, I have to say. I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't even think it's funny. I think it's a little gross.
I agree with you.
Like, it's not a good image.
I love a good tad off-the-cuff remark. But
that was weird.
That one I think he missed.
Big time.
I mean, that landed with a thud.
Like, listen, okay, N69 made the most brilliant joke. We were talking about Taylor's fiancé. His name was Brat.
Mm-hmm.
And we were wondering, where does that name come from? Is it like short for like Bratstein, or is it like Bratwurst?
Mm-hmm.
And N69 posited that there was probably a good reason that her man was called Brat.
Okay.
Maybe it was the quality of his sausage. Get it? Get it?
That is disgusting.
I like that. I thought it was funny. Hey, that's better than hide the bayonet.
It is better than
hide the bayonet. And you know what? N69, I probably butchered your joke too, so I'm sorry. I didn't pull it off the way you did. It was funny.
It's very clever that you used butcher and meat product.
Oh, get it? Yes. Get it? All right, so then Tad saw Jesse for a second, and then he saw Angie for a second.
Right.
And that was it.
But then there was something about Jesse, you know, someone keeps calling and hanging up.
Oh, God, that dumb storyline.
It's like you feel like, you know, just, I don't know, it's too much.
I know, it is too much. We know it's going to be somebody from Jesse's past, because we already said it was.
Mm-hmm.
So Angie posits.
A man that spent 20 years on the run from somebody for something.
Yes, exactly right. That is
another
exactly
somebody for something.
Right. That is exactly right. Mm-hmm. And then I just have Adam and JR, and that's it. Adam and JR continue to suspect each other. That's it. Adam is still going through with his plot to ruin Fusion for JR and steal it back from him. I don't know, some dumb stuff that I don't give a crap about. The Jordan Hudson seems like I hate it. I hate the whole thing. Dumb. Stupid. Dumb. Give me a real storyline. Meanwhile, Babe and JR are growing closer, and I like it a little bit, but I still don't think that girl got sex appeal. But they're getting better with their chemistry, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think they're like, you know, they've gone from a 1 to like a 7.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Today when he said to her that she, what did he say to her? He said something really, I didn't write it down, I forgot. But he said something really romantic and nice to her. Mm-hmm. That she was the love of his life and the
spark
of his life.
It's nice. I feel like, you know, you got to build on that.
Yeah.
You got to make those relationships solid. And then if someone cheats or something, then it's like, it's really upsetting.
Well, it's good because we get these roller coaster with JR. We get like evil JR and then normal, real, kind JR and then evil JR. So right now we're in the kind, normal stage. And I actually really love that part of him because he can still zing them with the best of them. But at least we have a real person and not like a caricature.
Well, his hair, though. His hair changes by the minute.
He looks like that kid from Jerry Maguire. That's what I said.
Yes, he does. But he definitely, you know, he's got long hair 1 week. Next week, it's short hair. It's pushed back.
That's not true. It's short now.
It's short now.
Yes, it's short now. Unfortunately, this podcast was not very short.
No, we got to get off the air.
What do you mean we got to get off the air?
Yeah, it's
bad. This is my show. You don't be calling the shots, Pedro.
Peter.
Listen, people. This is my show. I end the show when I want to end it. And I'm going to end it soon. But before I do, I'm going to tell you how you can write us. You can email us, pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com. Or you can go to our MySpace page, www.myspace.com/pinevalleypodcast. Or you can go to our website with links to the show, to the blog site, and all this stuff, www.pinevalleypodcast.com. And finally, if you go to iTunes, people, we are on iTunes. And y'all on the blog said that I should probably talk about going to iTunes because you can rate shows on iTunes. If you want, you can go to iTunes and you can rate us. You can give us a nice rating if you like. If you don't want to give us a nice rating, then maybe you shouldn't go to iTunes. It's just a tip. But if you do, feel free to give us 5 stars. Actually, I think when you go to iTunes and you rate a show, you can only rate 5 stars, right? Mm-hmm. That's the only option.
I think so.
I think that's right.
Yeah. If it shows up, if it looks like you're rating it as 1 star, you, go to 5.
Go to 5.
Because that's what you mean.
Yeah, because otherwise you won't be able to do it.
Yeah, it won't work.
It'll crash your computer.
Yeah, you'll get like a virus.
So you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Put a 5. Be safe.
Avoid a virus.
Avoid a complete meltdown of your entire computer system.
Yes.
Thank you. We are so glad to have been able to do the show for you once again. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
I'm Peter.
Pedro, my wonderful guest host. We've loved having you. And for you viewers, here's a little something just for y'all.
Erica and I, we have a very special relationship.
It was quite a shock for Erica to find out that she had a son. Erica, as a young girl, had put her trust in a doctor, and he played God.
He took the fetus out of the young Erica Kane and inserted it into his wife.
He was very angry.
That's when I kind of go a little crazy. We've kind of reconciled.
Erica would love to have more to do with him.
All My Children, weeknights at 8.
SoapNet.
What's your story?